Hey folks, welcome to The Kira Banks Show and this week 7 of A Year of Self-Love Journal Book Club. This week's affirmation was, I recognize when I'm doing too much, I'm willing to ask for help and accept it. If that is not a whole sermon, because that is something I struggle with. And so I hope for those of you who are going along this self-love journey that you are honest with yourself about how these affirmations hit you. Because for me, what's interesting is that I often don't realize when I'm doing too much. I've gotten better with age and wisdom and having experienced the consequences of not recognizing it. But this one hit home because some of the questions it asked is it easy to ask for help? Do you trust others? And it's not that I'm a distrustful person, but I definitely am the type of person where if I have something that needs to get done, oftentimes I'm more willing to just do it myself because I know I'll do it, I know how it'll get done, than trust others to take care of it. So I'm like that person in the group project that rather than wait around for the person who isn't going to do anything, I just do it because I'm like, I know if I want it to get done, I'll do it myself. And it's something I've been trying to break a bit. And I'd say the past 5-ish years. And I will say that there are times where I'll ask for help or I'll ask people in my life to do something. And I remember earlier on in this journey for myself that I felt a way, like I felt nervous or skittish or shy about asking something of them. And I remember there were times where I didn't say anything to them, but they had a reaction of like, oh, this is different, right? But I had to be willing to sit with the fact that I was doing something different, which meant they had every right to react to the fact that that was something different. But I was going to sit with the discomfort of that because I wanted to get better at asking for help because we all deserve help, right? Like I really do strongly believe that we are better in community and in relationship with each other, but that requires some vulnerability to like ask for what you need, to identify what you need, to slow down and recognize when you're doing too much and ask for help. So that's some of what came up for me with this week. And I realized that I've gotten better, but it's not always easy for me to ask for help. Or if I realize I need help and I'm further down the road than I think is acceptable to ask for help, then I'm like, I guess I just got to do it myself. And so I've done that enough now where I try to think ahead about like, all right, how can I delegate with enough time for me to feel anxious about the fact that I delegated to someone else and also for them to do it in their own time, right? So that we can both be like agentic partners in this work of whatever it is. I think the second chunk of work was helpful because it asks us to reflect on like what are the areas where we're currently overwhelmed in our lives? And if we had like a magic helper, what would they do for us? And that sort of visioning is helpful because sometimes when we think magic like that, we're like, oh wait, that's not so far from reality. Like I thought about a magic helper would help me triage my email, right? There actually might be ways I can set up filters in my email to do some of that for me. So I need to be thoughtful about like, oh, what would I love to happen? And can I take a step towards that? And so I invite you to do the same, is to go with that magical thinking, even though you're like, well, this isn't realistic. No, but that's the whole point. It's magic. If you had magic, if you could have a magic helper right now, today, what would you assign them to do? What would you take off your plate? And then come back to reality and think, is there any piece of this that I could recreate for myself now? And then the last thing is that it was inviting us to think about all of our tasks and responsibilities and chart them out. Like, could I eliminate this? Could I do this with someone? Could I delegate it to someone else? Or it has a column that says like, delegate it to a higher power, which I would say is kind of like, just, can you let it go? Like from your list totally and just let it go. Whether you think about a higher power or the universe or just out of your realm of responsibilities. And this one was harder because it's overwhelming sometimes to simply see all the things that you do, all the responsibilities. So, you know, be mindful and compassionate with yourself if that was your experience, or if you're listening to this before you do it, if that is your experience, you're not alone. And then really sit with thinking about, you know, why you don't delegate some of those things. There was a time, I'm better than I was, where some things I wouldn't delegate because I wanted it done a particular way. And then I had to start having a hard conversation with myself. Like, is it really that important that it's done this way? Or is it just more important that it's done? And so can you delegate this and really delegate it, let go of any expectation about how it's to be done? In some realms, that's possible. In some realms, you can dictate exactly how it's done. But in some realms, you can't. And so having that conversation with yourself is important. And then, yeah, some things are easier with other people. I know for me, I have also gotten to a point where it's not so much the case, but it used to be I would much, much, much prefer to work out or do some activity, physical activity with someone else than solo. You know, some people are like, they go to the gym, they put their headphones and they're in the zone. I was that person who wanted to go with someone, and it helped me get into that routine of doing that self-care activity. I'm now at the point where I enjoy that, but I also kind of enjoy the solo space where, like, I'm in my own zone and nobody's going to try to work in sets with me or be in my way. I can just do what I want to do. So also doing this list of like, of responsibilities and things that you do in your life and that you want to do for yourself, it can help you also see places where you've grown and maybe some growth edges, some places where you need to grow. So those are some of my thoughts with this week. And it's a reminder that I have work to do, that I need to continue to recognize when I'm doing too much, but that I've also made some progress. And so that to me is a reminder that, like, I'm on this intentional self-love journey now, and I've done some things that are showing love to myself up until now, and that I need to, some of it I just need to kind of like give myself the grace that you still have work to do, that's okay, and keep it moving. So share with me in the comments where you recognized for yourself that you were doing too much, or some strategies that have helped you get over that hump of maybe not being willing to ask for help or not being really able to delegate things. All right, let me hear how it's going for you. Thanks for joining me on The Kira Banks Show.
Have tea to spill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories. or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.